This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders. This includes Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Karim Khan adds he believes Netanyahu, his defense minister, and three Hamas leaders are responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip and Israel. The prosecutor must request the warrants from a pre-trial panel of three judges who take on average 2 months to consider the evidence and determine if proceedings can move forward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is a new acting president in Iran after word came that Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash in foggy northwestern Iran. Also killed in the crash, Iran's foreign minister and other officials. Michael Cohen, the prosecution's star witness, returns to the witness stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. What does the prosecution have to prove to convict Donald Trump? The AP's Julie Walker at the courthouse in New York.
To convict Donald Trump of felony falsifying business records, prosecutors must convince jurors beyond a reasonable doubt that he not only falsified or caused business records to be entered falsely, but that he did so with intent to commit or conceal another crime. Any verdict must be unanimous. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Strong winds, large hail, and apparently tornadoes hit Oklahoma and Kansas, blowing roofs off homes and blocking roads with toppled trees and down power lines. Two people hurt in Oklahoma. A court in London has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange does have grounds to challenge Britain's extradition order. The U.S. wants him on espionage charges. Target plans to cut prices on thousands of items. This is AP News. The latest on a deadly train collision in upstate New York. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
A community is mourning the deaths of three people in a pickup truck, including a child killed when the vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train. Authorities say a six-year-old boy is among the three people killed in the accident Friday in the small town of North Tonawanda, New York. The other victims were a man and woman in their late 60s. Authorities say the train was on its way from New York City, heading to Niagara Falls when the accident occurred, and that no one on the train was injured. Local media is reporting the pickup truck became trapped between crossing gates when the Amtrak train came through. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Retail executive Bruce Nordstrom has died, the former chairman of the Nordstrom department store. He was 90. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.